How long is it?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. My name is Barbara Hofmeister, and I am your host for today's show. To be or not to be, the choice is yours. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes. About the choices that people take in their lives, the consequences that come out of having made those choices. You're going to hear from really interesting people that sometimes have made wrong choices and were able to correct them. You will hear very, very inspiring stories, how people overcame their challenges and how people started to live their dream, to live the life that they truly choose to live, the life that they've always wanted to live. So get ready for an exciting 29 minutes from today's To Be show.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, everybody. Wherever you are in the world, welcome to the To Be show. My name is Barbara Hofmeister, and I'm your show host for today. And you're in for a treat because we have a wonderful guest on the show today. And especially for those of you who want to overcome some adversity or who need to overcome some adversity, for those of you who want to break out of abusive relationships, for those of you who kind of feel that you're stuck and you've given up, this is the show to listen to, especially today, because today we have a lady on the show. Her name is Silva Mirzoyan. I hope I said that right, Mirzoyan.
Mirzoyan, yes.
Okay, thank you. And Silva is the author of Jumpstart Your Life. She is the author of the book, she's a publisher, and she's the CEO of Passions and Dreams for Success Institute, which in itself, just the name sounds really interesting. Entrepreneur Magazine called her the Dream Weaver, because she has a unique ability to empower individuals with the resources to weave together the past and the present to develop their brilliant and, in most cases, wealthy lifestyle. I think that sounds really interesting. I want to hear all about that, Silva. So, and you started your journey with no money after having walked away from an abusive relationship, from an abusive marriage. Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, thank you for having me on your show today.
You're welcome.
Yes, that was an interesting start back in 86 when I thought I was doing the right thing and married about a year before that to an Armenian man because my family thought it was the right thing to do. It was time for me to do it. It turned out to be the worst thing I could have done. And yes, there was red hair, but I decided to ignore it. But in any case, I stayed with it for about a year and a half, being abused verbally, emotionally, physically. And then finally that morning came when I said, you know what? I deserve better than this. I'm born on this earth so I can live this way. And I just walked out.
Well done.
I took my cat.
Oh, well done.
Yeah. I just took my cat and my clothes and my car and just went to my brother's house. And only to find out later that he had closed the bank account. So I was leftless.
Mm.
That was his way. That was his way to get me back, like a control. He thought, you know, now he actually said those words to me. Now you have no choice. You have to come back.
Oh, we always have a choice.
Of course.
And
that's when I looked
for that. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's when I looked at him and I said, you know, you just helped me make up my mind. I'm definitely not coming back. And that was it.
That's a good choice that you made then. Because I am surprised how many people stay in abusive relationships and think that they have no choice. They really believe that they have no choice.
That is very true. We all experience that at some point in our life. And unfortunately, that reason is because we're not aware and we allow fear to control us. It takes over our mind. And the primary reason for that is because we have become disconnected from our own power.
Mm-hmm.
We have neglected to stay connected to our greatness within. The four inner tools that I talk about in my book and my training programs, we were all born with four tools, inner tools, to create our gifted lifestyle. And unfortunately, as we grow up, we become disconnected from those tools because society, you know, influences us and parents,
mm-hmm.
and not purposely, but it's just because of their own teachings. And unfortunately, we become disconnected from that. And we, all of a sudden, we begin to want to please others or
mm-hmm.
desire to attain the love of others as a validation of our existence.
Mm-hmm. That
and usually that doesn't work.
Yeah, that is very, very true. I noticed that also, that people, for some reason, take criticism much stronger than they take praise. It's like praise is okay, you know, it's nice, but it's not so important. But when you get criticized, you really have to, you know, beat yourself up for not living up to the other person's standard. And maybe that other person just had a bad day and, you know, it had nothing to do with their standard. It was just their way of leashing out and of getting their frustration out, you know, and you were the one to receive it. So, yeah. Totally.
Actually, what you just said is very important, because simply, if you want to check and see how your self-confidence is just pay attention the next time someone pays you a compliment,
mm-hmm.
and watch and listen to what you do. You say, oh, you must need glasses or this old thing, or do you
mm-hmm.
just say thank you? If
mm-hmm.
you say thank you, then you're connected and you appreciate taking that. And if you don't, then you better check back in, because you have become disconnected from your inner power. And I think that's what most of us do, that especially women, you know, we've grown to a point where we are to serve and nurture other people, and attaining other people's loves is a validation of our own being, and
mm-hmm.
we forget to nurture our own self. We feel guilty, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't now.
Yeah.
And I guess that turning point was that morning when I woke up and I said, you know what, I deserve better than this. That was a turning point.
Big turning point. And congratulations on having that and actually taking action on it, because not everybody does. I know quite a few people who had those turning points and they let them pass and they didn't, they didn't take them. They just let the opportunity pass to change. And we do change through pain and through joy, and that means if the pain is strong enough, you know, when we get to that stage when we say enough is enough, stop, this is normally our turning points, when we can actually shift, and quite drastically, because we are ready, you know, we've just had enough. But unfortunately, some people, they can take a lot. A lot of bad stuff. I used to be one of those people, actually, Silva, when I was a young woman, because I was abused as a child and raped at 16 and all kinds of stuff. And so I was one of those people who could not take a compliment at all. I always thought they were insulting
mm-hmm.
me, because I didn't think
mm-hmm.
that I deserved it. Not consciously, but subconsciously, I didn't think I deserved it. So whenever somebody paid me a compliment, I looked for the irony behind it. I looked for the insult
exactly.
behind it. That
right.
was pretty terrible for myself, but even worse for the people who really said something nice, you know, and they got it
yes.
thrown back at them in a not too friendly manner. Mm.
Yes, I think the reason most people are afraid, or they think in their mind, I know I work with a lot of women especially who are experiencing or starting over in life, and, you know, they have that thought in their mind where they do want to walk away and start over, but
mm-hmm.
because they're afraid of the unknown. They don't know what it will be like when you go out there.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if they have children, they're totally paralyzed. And to these individuals, I would like to say, take a risk, because what is ahead of you is greater than what it is that you're in right now. Because it is through these challenges that you're being pushed to release the greatness within you. It is the challenges that shapes our future, that molds and releases the power from within. So we have a choice every morning when we wake up. We have to choose whether you're going to create life that day or you're just going to do life.
Mm-hmm.
You have
Absolutely.
To choose to create life, because your actions, your emotions, your thoughts create your life. So
mm-hmm.
pay attention to those activities. And then within that, you are able to create your life. It may not be easy. I mean, look, when I walked out and I found out that I had no money, I mean, do you think that was easy for me? Yes, I could have run back home to mom and dad. Yes, I could have gone back home to mom and dad, and they were taking care of everything for me. But I knew I was meant to do something better. I don't know what it was. I did not know what that was. I didn't know what the shape was. I didn't have a blueprint. No one said, okay, as soon as you leave, you know, you will give you this, and we will do this, and then you will have this. I didn't have that. This is what I'm giving to others right now. I'm giving them the blueprint to what they do, what they can do next. But I didn't have that. The only thing I had was me. I had myself. I knew.
Yeah, and you choose
that's
to take responsibility for your life. You choose
that's
that.
That's it.
And this
and
is
I
where
thought...
we. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, this is really when we take responsibility, when we finally say, I am better than that, and I can do more than I've done so far, and I have, you know, more inside of me. This is also when we see new opportunities. And, yeah, it might be a struggle in the beginning. I remember my struggles very vividly, but it's well worth it, and I'm sure that you've got more to say about that.
Well, as you know, the struggles don't stop. I just want people to know that if you're listening to this and you think you're going to walk away and in 1 week or 1 month or 1 year, your life is going to be rosy, I don't want to mislead you. It can. It all depends how determined you are and what strong, focused actions you take.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, when I walked out, you know, most people go away and then they get a job 9 to 5 where they're paying them a salary every week. I went into real estate business where it's commission-based. But I only had myself to rely on. I wanted myself to rely on. That's all I wanted. And I didn't know what talents I had. I had no idea what I can do. But I dedicated myself to make sure that I learned. So I went and I worked 7 days a week, morning to night. It was hard work. But it paid off.
Mm-hmm.
And it paid off within 1 month, within 2 months. But it continues. And like I said, the challenges, as you know yourself, the challenges is what shapes you, what brings out the best in you and the strength in you. And don't fear. Do not fear that. Fly off the cliff. Like, you know, I mean, not literally. I don't want you to go flying off the cliff.
Yeah, yeah. Take a leap
but
of
what
faith,
I'm saying
yeah.
is that, exactly, I think we all have, like, wings within ourselves. And when you're pushed against the cliff and everything is attacking you and you can either give in and kill yourself spiritually, which is you've already done that. That's why you feel so miserable. Or you can look down and you go, oh, my God, if I fly off here, I'm going to fall down and die. But you know what? You're not going to, because you're not meant to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
Your
can
wings,
attest to that.
Yes, exactly. The wings within you will just spread open and take you to greater heights. But you just have to have faith. Gather information, prepare yourself, and reconnect with your four inner tools that I strongly recommend people get reconnected with that.
Can you share the four inner tools?
Of course, yes. It's so magical because we all have them. And the four inner tools are your, first of all, your spirit that knows you better than anybody else. It's your inner power, it's your gift, it's your talent, it's your intuition. You know, it guides you. And then you've got your mind, which connects with the spirit, and it helps you find the solutions, helps you find the answers. And then your body executes the mission. It takes you from A to B to Z to get you to get your success in order. And the most importantly, you know, from the minute we're born, we're surrounded by people. That's our social environment. So your mind, your body, your spirit, socially, you've got all these tools to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
We all have them. We just need to cultivate them. We need
yeah.
to stay connected with it. We need to focus. We need to take 5 minutes a day out and say, hey, mind, how are we doing? Am I treating you well? Am I listening to you? Are we clear? Hey, body, am I feeding you right? I was kind of tough on you this weekend, I know, but I promise. I'll get you back into the gym or do some exercise and do healthy eating. Because, hey, our body needs to take us across the world. We can't just ignore it. We have to take care of it. It's our temple. And then your spirit, you know, it's your subconscious. Stay true. Stay true. Stay connected to that. And then socially, cultivate positive people around you. You know, I have a program called Circle of Influence. These are people who influence me in a positive way to the direction that I want to go. To my, you know, if my vision is big, then I need to have people that will take me to that level. So it's important to look around socially and see who are your friends? Who are you socializing with? Who do you need to bring in to take you to that next level? Get them. Surround yourself with them. Watch what happens. You know that.
Yeah.
You know how, you know,
how
that you're doing. You're bringing people to your audience to help them get to that point, which is fantastic.
Definitely. That's what we're both doing. We're helping people to understand that, first of all, to become aware, and then, you know, to start looking and to start implementing what they learn, because just knowledge is not so much power. The knowledge, using it, that's real power. So you've written in your book, Jumpstart Your Life, you actually describe the four inner tools and talk about them in depth, don't you?
Yes, I do. I talk about the four inner tools that we're all born with to create, you know, our perfect lifestyle. And I truly believe in that. We are perfect. Right at this moment in my life, I'm perfect for this moment. But that doesn't mean I don't continue to grow. I don't continue to dream big, and I don't continue to create a better lifestyle for myself. So every moment I try to create as perfect as it can be for me. That's why I always say that you're perfect the way you were born. Just go for your perfect dream. That's yours, not somebody else's. And in my 7 steps in my book, I show you exactly how to awaken these 4 tools and how to connect them and how to create belief in yourself, belief in your dreams, and slowly start taking these stepping stones towards realizing your version of your perfect lifestyle. You know, our parents want us to live one lifestyle. Our spouses want us to live a one lifestyle. Our friends want us to live a one lifestyle. But I have a vision of my own lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Only I know. Only I know what's best for me, because I'm connected to my spirit. I'm connected to who I really am. And I'm willing to pay the price. I'm willing to take the baby steps to get there.
Absolutely, 100% what I'm saying, 100%. And people think, you know, they buy a book, for instance, or they go to a program, and they think that this is totally going to change my life. But unless they implement what they learn, it will not change their life, unfortunately. None of us have the magic pill. But Silva or myself in my book, we give the step-by-step processes so that people can really follow it. They can follow it at their own tempo, at their own speed, at their own pace, whatever they think they need. But you need to take action. Everybody that's listening, you need to take action. You need to follow those steps and not just buy the book and put it on your bookshelf or read the first 3 pages and the first exercise starts and you think, I will do that tomorrow because today I'm too busy. And then tomorrow comes and, of course, something else comes up and so on and so on. And after 2 months of the book floating about the house, you've had it. You put it on the bookshelf and you think, another one of those self-help books that didn't help.
That's exactly right. Because on my website, you can go and ask me a question if you want about how to jumpstart your life or what's the one thing that's holding you back. Just go to AskSilva.com, and you can ask me a question. And right there, you can register for my a free newsletter and a 30-day action plan that actually describes what you just mentioned, Barbara. You need to take plans. You need to take action, constructive action.
Mm-hmm.
And in that 30-day jumpstart your life plan, I tell you exactly, don't waste my time. Don't waste your time, you know, unless you're willing to do something about it. And here's the blueprint. Barbara's giving you a blueprint. I'm giving you a blueprint. if you don't take constructive action, if you're not really passionate and committed to jumpstarting your life, nobody else can do it for you. Nobody.
That is unfortunately true. And at the same time, it is fortunate that it is true, because that means that the power is in our hands, that we have that choice at any given moment of our life. We have that power to change our life, to turn our life around. So it is fortunate when you really look at it. It just looks like a bit of work when we first think about it and think, well, do I really want to do this? I do workshops locally, and I notice that people, they come to the workshops, but then I give some homework, and then the next time we meet, I say, well, who's done his homework? And I get some feeble, half-raised hands, and some people look the other way. And I keep telling them, you're not doing this for me. You know, we're not in school. You're not doing it for me. I'm not the teacher. You're doing it for yourself.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. You need to take focused action. And that's what I say, you know, you could take my book, you could take my 30-day jumpstart your life plan from the website, but the only person who's going to get hurt by not following through is not me.
Mm.
It's you.
Exactly.
So you can't come back and complain to me again or to your friends, oh, you know, my life is boring. If only I had $1 million. You know what?
Mm.
You'll blow it. If you had $1 million, you'll blow it. Because
yeah.
You don't have that mindset to multiply it. You don't have the mindset to create abundance so it will continue to flow within your life. And that's
mm-hmm.
the important. That's the magic. You know, once you align yourself with your four inner tools, the lines of receiving just magnifies, and it's like a dam, you know, wall breaking, and everything starts to flow to you without even you working hard.
Mm,
because
yeah,
we're meant to. Yeah, you're meant
exactly.
to live that lifestyle.
Exactly. Can you share in the few minutes that we have left, can you share some of those seven steps to awakening your inner greatness?
Yes, I would love to. The first step is, of course, is acknowledge where you are in your life. It's important to take 5 minutes, to take 1 hour, to take a weekend if you can afford it. Just step away and say, you know what? I'm not feeling good about my life. Something is not right, but I don't know what it is. I'm going to devote some time to find out what that is. Stop and say, yes, you know, I'm broke. I have a terrible job. I don't like it. I'm not happy with it. My relationship can be better. I love my wife or my husband, but my relationship can be better. I'm not very happy with it. And acknowledge it. You don't have to know the answers how to fix it right now. Just acknowledge what is going on in your life, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Once you do that, then stand back and look at it, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's ugly. Most importantly, you need to accept the fact that you, the powerful you, got yourself to this position. Nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You had influence, that decision was made because of somebody else, and your boss or your child, your wife, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your mother-in-law, whatever it is. Ultimately, you made the final decision that took you to this point. See how powerful you are? Imagine what you would do if all of your four tools were connected. Then your decision-making process would be much easier. And the next third step is commit. Commit to your life, for God's sakes. It's a gift. You deserve the best. Commit to it. Claim it. Be passionate about it. And the next steps, that's how what I show you, is how to awaken that passion, because you're overwhelmed with challenges. You're overwhelmed with situations in your life and the finances and the job and everything. I show you how to reclaim, how to awaken that passion back in your life into your dream, and then align them together. Then you need to create your stepping stones, and that's what we do. I show you exactly, based on what your dream is, not my version of your dream, what your version of your dream is, what your baby steps need to be to get to that point, and to how to reward yourself in between those steps.
Mm-hmm.
Then
very
you
important.
Need to, yeah, you need to, of course, start living with the end. You have to start living with a positive, already have it attitude so you can get the magic, so you can get the power. And there's no reason why you can't. And I've neglected one step in between igniting the passion to the stepping stone, which is defining your true purpose, your true dream in life. You must define that. And you can tweak it along the way, but you have to start with something first. And it's like a big present, you know. You have to start something. You start taking the ribbon off. Then you take the paper off. Then voila, the box. You must do that. And your life is like a huge, big gift. When you start unraveling it, oh, my God, it's just dynamite.
That is so true. We are absolutely in line, Silva, absolutely. In my book, To Be or Not to Be, The Choice is Yours, I have those steps in different order, but exactly those steps. And I think, you know, there's only so many fundamentals. And people can choose, you know, who they want to follow or what steps they want to follow or what works in which
yes.
way for them best. But they've
yes.
got to do it. They've got to do it. We had to do
yes.
it, and we did. And the results are visible for everybody because we have a past that we are not too proud of, that wasn't too happy, that wasn't too empowering. But we made something with that. We stepped out of it. We made a decision. We took responsibility for our life. We made a commitment to ourselves. And in my book, I ask people to actually sign that commitment. I have several commitments throughout the book that I ask people to sign, like a little contract, because I want them
yes,
to be aware that they are
exactly.
signing a contract with themselves so that,
yes.
you know, hopefully it will mean something to them because they're putting a date and their signature. And I know that we are trained like that, you know, when you put a date and you sign something, it's some kind of a commitment. And that's why I have it throughout, sprinkled throughout the book. And, yeah, absolutely. I really love that, Silva. So
that's interesting. That's interesting you say that because in my 30-day Jumpstart Your Life plan that I give away for free on my website,
mm-hmm.
I also ask you to make a commitment. I need you to sign it. And then you're going to watch how you transition your life, how you transform your life in the next 4 weeks that I give you a blueprint to work on. And I think what you just said is very important. Make a commitment. You sign
mm-hmm.
it. And what I want to leave you with is that you deserve the best. I believe in your dreams. I truly believe in your passion. Barbara believes in your passion. And Barbara believes in your dreams. What we need you to do is I need you to believe in your own dreams. Can you please
yeah.
do that? Believe in your own dreams and move forward. I know you can do it. I absolutely guarantee you can do it if you stay focused.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100% true and confirmed from my side because I have that experience myself and I've seen hundreds of my clients go through that. So definitely that's the way to do it. We are coming to the end. We've got about another 90 seconds or so, Silva. Can you tell people how to get in touch with you and how to
yes.
get that 30-day course? Or how
they can go simply to my, you can, they can go to AskSilva.com or they can go to JumpstartYourLifeNow.com and they can receive the free 30-day plan.
We actually have on the show page, we have your website, one of your websites, so people can go.
Perfect, that's the main one. They can just click on that and go there.
Mm-hmm. So, and everybody that's listening, please take this to heart because what Silva said is what I've been preaching for years. It's the way that it works 100%. So please take that to heart. Use it for yourself, for your own benefit, because you, just like we did, you can make, turn your life around and make your dreams happen. And you deserve it. So please go for that. Thank you so, so much, Silva. It was lovely having you on the show.
Thank
and
you so much for having me.
You are most welcome. It was really great having you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And everybody else, see you next Tuesday, same time, same place. This is Barbara Hofmeister. Oh, next week we've but a relationship expert. You don't want to miss that show. That's really special. A man that helps women to find the right man. That will be interesting. So see you next week. Bye.